Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
I really need to buy a new computer. Mine is so slow.
Have you heard of Tower PC Shop? I got my computer from there. Their customer service is known for being the best around, and they helped a lot with my selection.
Thanks for letting me know. There's still a lot I don't know about computers.
Bring your computer with you when you go, and they'll copy all of the information to your new hard drive.
Number 41. What is the woman's problem? Number 42. Why does the man recommend Tower PC Shop? Number 43. What does the man suggest the woman do? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Janet, did you mail the coffee table to the customer who ordered it?
I would have, but the salesperson hasn't given me the customer's address yet. I've already sent 2 emails about it this week.
Do you think you could call them? We need to get that table out of the warehouse today, so please try to get the mailing information.
Number 44. What has Janet done this week? Number 45. Why is the woman asked to make a phone call? Number 46. What are they worried about? Go on to the next page. Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Well, Charlie, our flight is going to be delayed by 3 hours. Now it's scheduled to leave at 7 o'clock.
Oh, that is not good. We're supposed to be in Cleveland by 8 for our meeting with the managers.
It'll be okay. I was just about to call them about our proposal, so I'll inform them about the delay.
Number 47. What time is the plane due to take off? Number 48. Why is the man concerned? Number 49. Why was the woman planning to call the managers? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation. Good morning. I need to deliver this package to Cary Grant. Is her office in this building?
It is, but Mrs. Grant is out to lunch and won't be back for another hour.
Do you mind signing for the delivery, or would it be better for me to return in 2 hours?
Yes, I'll sign for it. You can set it on the desk here.
Number 50. When does the man offer to return? Number 51. Where is Mrs. Grant? Number 52. What are they talking about? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Thanks for dining at Stella's. I'd be happy to help you if you have questions about the menu.
I've never been here before. Can you suggest something for lunch?
My personal favorite is our vegetable soup. It goes great with our turkey sandwich on toasted whole wheat bread. Do you need a few minutes to decide what you'd like?
Yes, please give me a moment to look over the menu. For now, I'd like to have some sweet tea while I make up my mind.
Number 53. Where are they? Number 54. What does the woman ask the man to do? Number 55. What will the woman do first? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
I need to open a checking account, please.
Sure. All we need is your driver's license and social security card. May I ask your name?
Yes, it's John Thompson. I don't have my driver's license with me, but I do have a passport. Will that be sufficient for identification?
Yes, your passport will be fine. I'm going to make a photocopy of your passport while you fill out this application form.
Number 56. What does Mr. Thompson want to do? Number 57. What does Mr. Thompson give the woman? Number 58. What will the woman do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation. Hey, Carla, did you receive any news yet about the marketing position?
Yes, they called me yesterday and set up an interview with the sales leader for next Thursday.
How wonderful. Where will the interview be?
Actually, it's at the Westside offices near your workplace. I think we can meet up for lunch after the interview and I can tell you how it went.
Number 59. What are they mainly discussing? Number 60. When will Carla meet with the manager? Number 61. Where will Carla go after her meeting with the sales leader? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
Mr. Johnson, I won't be able to attend the meeting tomorrow. Would you mind taking notes on the important information?
No problem, Ms. Thomas. So, are you taking the day off?
That would be nice, but actually, I'm going to be meeting with Mr. Davies at his Minneapolis office to finalize a contract. It's going to take at least an hour to get there because of traffic.
I see. I heard the contract with Mr. Davies is rather large. I expect it to mean a lot of money for the company. Don't worry about the meeting. I'll make sure to notate the details for you. Number 62. What does the woman ask the man to do? Number 63. Where will Ms. Thomas go tomorrow? Number 64. What did they suggest about Mr. Davies? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
Ms. Choi, the manager has requested that the Japanese translation of our corporate guidelines be ready by July.
But that means I'd have only 5 weeks to translate the entire 300 pages long. I'm definitely going to need more time than that.
Well, it might be possible to push the date back a few weeks. Do you think you could finish it before August?
Yes, I'll focus only on getting this done for you.
Number 65. Who most likely is Miss Choi? Number 66. What does the man offer Miss Choi? Number 67. How will Miss Choi meet the deadline? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation. Did you see the article about Casa Comida in the Food Critics Restaurant Guide? It's been named the city's best Mexican restaurant.
Yes, I saw the article, but I can't agree. I was there for lunch the other day and the food was rather bland. The staff wasn't very friendly either.
Oh, that's surprising. Well, what did you think about the prices? The critics said the prices were reasonable.
Yeah, the prices were low, but I would rather pay more for better tasting food.
Number 68. What business are the speakers discussing? Number 69. How did the man learn about the business? Number 70. What did the woman like about the business?